Blog Talk Radio.
John Crenshaw, ladies and gentlemen. I can't think of a better place to be, ladies and gentlemen, than in prayer with Bishop today and Dr. Crenshaw. Y'all better get excited because the Lord is good. He is good all the time. God bless you. Thank you so much for joining us, for those live and listening across the network and later on as well. Thank you so much. Elder Vaughn with you today. We are excited. Ladies and gentlemen, I am convinced everybody on the planet needs prayer in the name of Jesus. Hey, come on now. Amen, amen. Hey, Bishop will be up shortly on prayer, ladies and gentlemen, for your prayer, for you, for your family, for our nation, and for our world, ladies and gentlemen. Let me give you some information real quick. 347-843-4559 is the call-in number. You can call in and be a part of the network as well, part of the prayer time if you just want to listen and also share your prayer. We are sensitive to that, so be aware we will open the lines up, and that's on your need only, ladies and gentlemen, just hit star one on your phone. If you have a prayer request specific for that need tonight, and the number 347-843-4559 is the call-in number. Again, 347-843-4559. I want you to tweet that out at least 5 or 6 times, ladies and gentlemen, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, all of the above. Let's use that social media to the glory of the Lord, ladies and gentlemen, because he is worthy to be praised on all platforms. Amen. Amen, amen. And we're excited about Dr. Crenshaw joining us, ladies and gentlemen, as well, and sharing her wisdom and prayer requests and information that will help catapult you to the next level in Jesus' name. Hey, also, too, ladies and gentlemen, our scripture for tonight that Bishop shared with us tonight to share with you is Psalms 91. I want to encourage you to read the entire chapter of Psalms 91 when you can. Psalms 91, 1, verses 1 through 7. I'll be coming up shortly. Hey, I just want to give that number out one more time, 347-843-4559, 347-843-4559. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Amen. Hey, let's go to the Word. Amen, amen. Praise God. Psalms 91, 1 through 7. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress and my God. In him will I trust. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, not only do we need to read the word, we also got to speak it, right? You got to read it, but you want to speak it every day. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. Amen. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Hallelujah. Thou shalt not be afraid. Amen. Y'all hear that, ladies and gentlemen? Don't be afraid of nothing in the name of the Lord. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor by the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness. Amen. Nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Amen. Y'all better give God another hand clap of praise to the power of the Holy Spirit and the Word. Amen. Thank you, Father, for your word. As Bishop said, the word will last forever. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, if you're just joining us, ladies and gentlemen, this is Prayer Time with Bishop. And ladies and gentlemen, if you would put your hands together in your spirit for the man of God as we open up Bishop's mic. Thank you so much, Bishop, for your time again. God bless you.
God bless you, Elder Kevin. Father, we thank you once again. We glorify you. We magnify you. We lift your name up. Lord, you've been so good to us. You allowed us this day. This is the day that you have made. We will glorify your name in it. We will thank you for all your marvelous work. And Father, we thank you right now that you have kept us under your blood. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus for your word, because so shall your word be that goeth forth out of your mouth. It will not return unto you void, but it will accomplish that you plead. It will prosper into the thing whereto you send it. It will prosper into the thing whereto you send it. It will prosper into the thing whereto you send it. And Father, we thank you, God, for the manifestation of your word. We thank you, God. We call those things that be not as though they already are. We glorify your name for your goodness, God. And Father, we thank you. We come before you tonight. We repent of all our sins. We repent of all our shortcomings, our failures. God, we repent tonight, God, according to your word. You said, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray and seek your faith and turn from the wicked ways, then you would hear from heaven. You will forgive our sin and you would heal the land. Lord, we thank you for your assurance. And this is confident that we have in you. If we ask anything according to your will, we know that you hear us. And we have a petition that we desire of you. And Father, we thank you right now. It is already done according to your word. We thank you, God. 1,000 shall fall at thy right hand, 10,000 shall fall. But God, no evil shall come near our dwelling. And Father, we magnify you for your assurance, God. We thank you for your ministering angels, God. We thank you for your
a weapon of our warfare are not carnal but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds and casting down every imagination and every high thing that exalt itself against the knowledge of God, against the will of God. And Father God, we thank you that you put it into captivity to the obedience of Christ. And Father, we give you glory. We give you honor. We thank you right now, Lord. We praise your mighty name, God. We thank you, Lord, because this is the day that you made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, God, as you continue to bless your people everywhere. God, we pray for families tonight, God. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that you strengthen them, God. In the name of Jesus, that mother, that father, that sister, that brother, that niece, that nephew, that daughter, that son, Father, all of their relatives, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the confidence, God. We thank you for comfort, a peace of mind, because you said in your word, you have not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and of a sound mind. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. We give you glory and honor. We lift your name up, God. We thank you for every soul tonight. We thank you for that man, that woman, that boy, that child, that individual that has given their life to you, oh God. You're delivering them off of all of the drugs. You're delivering them off of all the, out of all of the sins and out of all of the evil works. You're delivering them and you're setting them free. And Father God, whom the Son has set free is free indeed. And Father, we praise you tonight, God, and we magnify you. And we continue to plead the blood of Jesus because, God, we know that your word works. We know that you never lost the case. Father, we thank you tonight, God. We praise you, God, tonight as you move by your spirit, by your power, by your anointing. God, open our eyes that we may see. Open our ears that we may hear. Open our hearts that we'll receive. God, in the name of Jesus. God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. God, bind us together with cord that cannot break you. Bind us together in unity and in love. Look on the body of Christ everywhere in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you will have your way in the universe, God. We pray, God, that you will move by your spirit all over this world. We pray tonight for our government. We pray for the Congress. We pray for the president. We pray for all our leaders, official leaders all over this world. We pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that your blood prevail. Your word is everlasting. Your word will stand forever. Everything is going down, but the word of God shall stand forever. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. We praise you, oh God, as you heal that child tonight. Heal that person that has cancer tonight. Heal that mother, that father, that child tonight that has cancer, that sugar diabetes, high blood pressure, all other types of diseases. God, we thank you, God, for your word, because you said your word is spirit and is life. You was wounded for our transgression. You was bruised for our iniquity. Our chastisement, our peace on him, but with your stripe, it's your stripe that brings about the healing. It's your stripe that brings about the deliverance. It's your stripe that makes us whole. Father, we thank you tonight. We are whole again, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you tonight, and we lift your name up, God. We praise you tonight, God, while as you watch it over your word to perform it. And God, in the name of Jesus, we call those things to be not as though they already are. We pray tonight for those that are working on the front line. We pray for those that are working, God, in the name of Jesus, in the hospital, the doctors, the Lord. We pray, God, for the nurses. We pray for every faculty member that work in the hospital, God. The people that are taking people care of people in the nursing home. Oh, God, we pray, oh, God, for their safety. Pray for their strength. We pray for their endurance. Father God, in the name of Jesus, We pray for their families, God. Protect them from all this COVID-19. Protect their lives, oh God. God, we thank you as you heal that man that night. Heal that woman, that child, God, that woman, that boy, that girl. God, deliver them, set them free in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We call it so tonight. We praise you for your goodness. We thank you for the body of Christ, God. We thank you, God, for prayer warriors all over this world. We pray for those, God, in the name of Jesus, that you will have your way in our lives and never before, God. Keep us meek and humble. Keep us walking upright, God. Clean in us a clean heart. Renew in us the right spirit, oh God. Let us be like David, our word that we hear in our heart, that we may not sin against you, oh God. And Father God, wash us in your word, God. Cleanse us, purify us, God. Lord, prepare us for your coming, oh God. Prepare us, God, in the name of Jesus. God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight as you comfort those that have lost loved ones. You comfort them, Lord, that mother, that child, that husband, that wife, that daughter, that son. Comfort them in the name of Jesus, that nephew, that cousin, that uncle, that auntie. Comfort them in the name of Jesus tonight, God. Be with them, God. Let them know, God, they may have lost a loved one, God, but you're still there. Let them know they may have lost a close friend, but you're still there, Lord, because you're closer to the brother or sister or friend. Father, we thank you tonight. We praise you for your word. We thank you for your loving kindness, God. We thank you, God, for America. We pray for nations all over this world. We pray for other countries. We pray for other cities, God. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your word prevail, God. Let your word stand forever as you always will, God. And God, you will bring us through this situation. God, you will brought us through many other times and tests. You brought us through the hard times, the difficult times, when we were allowed and when we didn't have, God. You brought us through, God, and I know you will come bring us all the way. You will carry us all the way. You will see us the rest of the way. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that you will continue to have your way. We pray, God, for church people, Lord. We pray for those that's in church, those that want to go to church, those that, but God, let us know the church live on the inside of us, God. And Father God, we are the church, God. Amosa, Nico, Rata, La Neco, Radia, Sata, Isan Roko, no son, Ray, Narako, no Sata, La Mo, God, no La Moshe, God, in your sea, the weapon of our warfare, not come but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds and casting down imagination and every high thing against the exalted self. Against the knowledge of God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus tonight. And Father God, we place the blood of Jesus on the Moko Randa Masia. We pray the blood so reka Messia. We pray for the Mosaniako. Encourage that child, encourage that mother, encourage that father, encourage that son. Father, encourage them tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. Those, God, Alamoshakiko Rande, you are all knowing. God, you are mind regulator, you're heart fixer, God. We know that you're able to do exceedingly and abundant above all that we can think or ask. And God, we submit it into your hands. And Father, we call it already done, God, because there's no God like you. You are the greatest of all kind. You are the King of kings and the Lord of lords. You are the refuge. You are the present help, God. Thou kingdom come, thou will be done in earth, in us, God, as it is in heaven. Let thy will be done in our lives, God. We glorify you for it. We praise you, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for that person that may not have a place called home. We pray for that person that may be on the streets tonight. We pray for that family, God, that don't know where their loved ones are. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, test their hearts, their mind, regulate their hearts, in the name of Jesus. God, let them call their mom. Let them call their dad. Let them call their uncle. Let them call their nephew. Let them call their loved ones, God, in the name of Jesus. Reconnect families, God, in the name of Jesus. Reconnect families, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray tonight and we glorify you. We call those things to be not as though they already are. We know, God, that you're able to do exactly, oh God, everything that we need. God, you are our present help. And Lord, we thank you. We can't thank you enough. We thank you for the morning. We thank you for the day. We thank you for the noontime. We thank you, God, for all the things you've done in our life, food, life, health, and strength. We thank you for being closed in our right mind, having eyes to see and ears to hear. Oh, God, being able to walk, being able to talk, being able to moko rasiko. Call, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we glorify you. And God, continue to bless your people everywhere. God, come bless your people everywhere. God, we thank you. Let your word reign forever. Let your word, Sadiko, Radaralabas, send revival, God, in our spirit, man. Revive us again, oh God. Revive us again. Father, Woko, Radisibeko. God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight. We praise you, God, for every door that is coming open. Praise you, God, for every breakthrough right now, God. We praise you, God, as you bless that man, that woman, that child, that husband, that old God, that mother, that son, that daughter with a job. We pray tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. God, you provide ways, God. You provide resources. And, Father God, continue to touch hearts and minds of people, God, that we will help one another in this time, in this hour, that we will reach out for those that are less fortunate than we are, that we will give of ourselves, we'll give of our resources, God, we'll give of our time, God, and God, we will give your word to a lost soul. And Father, we thank you. Those that are down and out, we'll give them a word of encouragement. Father, we thank you tonight, God. Open our minds and open our eyes that we may be able to see and hear what you're saying to us, God, and we forever give you glory for it. And God, let us be citizens of your spirit. Let us be citizens of your word. And God, speak to our hearts, God. Speak to us, God. Speak to us, God. Speak to us, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We'll forever give you glory and honor. We thank you for what you've already done for us. We thank you for all the ways you've already made. And God, we thank you for the thing that we prayed for that you have already answered them, God. We thank you for every prayer that we prayed that people have been crying out, God, for their loved ones, God, that you've already heard. God, your word said, the righteous cry and the Lord heareth and deliver them out of all of their trouble and out of all of their fears. And Father, we glorify you for it. And God, we walk by faith and not by sight. And Father, we give you glory and honor. We appreciate you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Keep us under your care. Amen and amen.
Amen, Bishop. Thank you so much, Bishop John Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, this is the voice of Bishop John Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, powerful, effective, and timely prayer that Bishop just prayed over you, ladies and gentlemen, your family, your wife, your husband, your children, ladies and gentlemen, your grandchildren, great-grandchildren, great-great-grandchildren, ladies and gentlemen, our neighborhood, our city, our county, ladies and gentlemen, our state, and all across the globe in our nation, ladies and gentlemen, as well. So we thank God for Bishop today, ladies and gentlemen. This is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I want to encourage you, if you do have a prayer request, we're just very sensitive to that, don't want to miss you tonight, hit star one on your phone, and we'll put you in queue. And we'll open up all the lines a little later on. At this time, though, ladies and gentlemen, we want to hear from Dr. Crenshaw. At this time, Bishop's wife, Dr. Crenshaw, thank you so much for joining us.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. Thank God. Praise the Lord for that powerful prayer. Praise the Lord. Coming from Bishop Crenshaw, I just want to praise God, reverence the prayer that Bishop prayed as he began to speak. Praise the Lord about in the book of Daniel, where the word of the Lord says, even before we called, he's already answered. Even before we begin to pray, God said, he's already answered. Now, that's powerful. That's powerful. So, therefore, there are some elements, praise God, that we have to deal with in the earth realm, and that is faith. That is faith, 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 our faith in God. Praise God. The Bible tells us sometimes we just got to wait upon the Lord. Praise God, to know that God has already answered. Sometimes we can't see it. We can't perceive it. Seems like we can't touch it. But the word of the Lord has declared that even before we call, he's already answered. Sometimes that answer praise God, may be hung up in the heavenlies. That's why we pray. Daniel prayed for 21 days. Praise God, he prayed, he fasted for 21 days. The Bible tells us, praise God, that these guys, praise God, there are some challenges and things that we may go through that it requires fasting and prayer. So I encourage those, praise God, of us that are listening, praise God, make that a part of your journey. Praise God, never leave out fasting and prayer. I never forget, I heard an ex Satan worshiper say this. Now, this is the ex-Satanist. He said, during the time when people are running around getting excited about buying gifts and whatever, he said, those that were Satanists, they were somewhere fasting. They were fasting and praying so that they could get power from Satan during this season. Now, that is a powerful saying. That is something to think about. Praise God. While the believer that we're focusing in on spending our monies, filling up our stomachs with food, and here we're talking about the Satan worshipers, they're out there trying to get power from the underworld. So we need to understand that we, in this season, as we go into 2021, we need to up our game in the spirit world, because we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, and rulers of darkness. Praise God. This ain't no plaything that we're dealing with. Praise God. We've got to escalate it. This is not a plaything. Praise God. We must fast and pray. Fast and pray. I challenge you, praise God, during this season, when they say, praise God, this is the reason for the season. Well, take a few days and let fasting and prayer be the reason for the season. The season that we need to recognize that we're in right now, that the enemy is doing whatever he can to disrupt, praise God, to divide, praise God, and all of the things that's going on with COVID and all the things that's going on politically and all of the things that's going on in this world, all of the hatred and all of the things that's going on, we must be conscious of the importance of fasting and prayer and these kinds. So during this season, when they say this is the reason for the season, we should be celebrating our Lord and his coming. Praise God, every day. Praise God, every day. Praise God is a part of who we are. But as we take this time to spend time with our families, we take this time, praise, to come together. And I'm going to ask Bishop to even pray for families, that the spirit and the strongholds that have come to devour families be destroyed now in the name of Jesus, our Lord. Praise God, that the enemy's game stops here. And we need to decree and declare that your words have power. You need to speak it into the atmosphere, that Satan's agenda cannot win against you. It cannot. It has been canceled tonight in the name of Jesus. And every spirit that has been sent out against your family, your home, and your finances, it has already been sent back to the very pit of hell in the name of Jesus. And we take apostolic authority in the realm of the spirit and know that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And there's no demon can stand up against the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. So realize who you are. Take apostolic authority. Speak into the atmosphere of your finances. Speak into the atmosphere of your home. Speak into the atmosphere of your own destiny and decree and declare today the devil is defeated. And he has no place in your life, your home, your finances, your family. Praise God. And I wish above all things that you will prosper and be in health, even as your soul shall prosper. The Spirit of the Lord said, spirit, soul, and body, every part of you, the Lord has decreed and declared, praise God, he wants your life to be whole. He came to give us life. During this season, we don't ever want to forget the reason why. The reason why, so that we can have abundant life. He came so that we can have abundant life. He came so that we can have abundant life. The greatest gift that could ever be given was the Father gave his Son. The Father gave his Son. I can't say it enough. The Father gave his only begotten Son that we might live. How long? Somebody ought to shout forever. How long? Forever. How long? Forever. Everlasting life begins now, the moment, the very moment that you receive him in your heart. So at this time, we want to never forget the essence of embracing, praise God, a season that should never, ever be dismissed. Praise God, because he's King of Kings and he's Lord of Lords. And great things are coming for you in 2021. If you begin to speak and decree and declare it, don't wait till December 31st. Begin to speak into the atmosphere of your 2021 now. Begin to decree and declare miracles go before me right now. Send forth the angels before me. The Bible talks about, praise God, in the book of Exodus, praise God, the 20th chapter. He said, I sent forth Praise God. Amen. Decree and declare that the angels of the Lord will be released now into the future of your 2021. That God is sovereign and greater things are coming your way. God bless you. Back to you, Elder Kay.
Amen. Thank you so much, Dr. Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, this is prayer time for Bishop John Crenshaw and Dr. Janice Crenshaw, Bishop's wife. Ladies and gentlemen, we're excited about that word tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, I also heard in there when Doc was talking, ladies and gentlemen, about watch the distractions, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of distractions out there. You got to watch the distractions. Stay focused on the prize, ladies and gentlemen. Stay focused on the prize, which is the word of the Lord, ladies and gentlemen. That's why prayer is so important, ladies and gentlemen. So important to pray every hour. I understand that verse that talks about pray without ceasing. Ooh, thank you, Jesus, for the understanding of that today, ladies and gentlemen. Pray without ceasing, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget to engage your family members as well. I'm talking about the babies. All the babies can even, you can even hold a baby's hand while you pray over them and with them each and every day in Jesus' name. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we are sensitive to the time. If you do have a prayer request before we give it back to Bishop, hit *1 on your phone, *1 on your phone. I'll give you a few seconds to do that if you'd like to be a part of that. For those listening across the globe, across the water there, welcome to Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. We love you so much, and prayer is a key to helping understand the Lord and get what you need from the Lord, ladies and gentlemen, in Jesus' mighty name, amen. So we thank God. As you know, ladies and gentlemen, you can always continue to pray, right? We pray all the time. And even when this broadcast is over, you pray before the broadcast, you can pray. When the broadcast is not on, you can pray. So it's always prayer time, ladies and gentlemen. The bishop, with the name, in the name of Jesus, amen. Praise God. Amen. Well, let's return this back. Bishop, we'll return it back to you. God bless you.
God bless you. We thank God for those encouragement words expressed from Dr. Crenshaw tonight. And be encouraged as you never before. And continue to pray. Continue to pray for somebody else. Pray for somebody else's family. Pray for somebody else's loved ones. Pray for somebody else in your family. Pray for yourself as you continue to hold fast to the word of God. Because the word of God says everything is going down, but the word of God shall stand for your last forever. And God bless you tonight. Be encouraged. Do not give up. Do not quit. But keep moving forward in the kingdom of God. God bless you. We love you. And we are praying for you.
Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the voice of Bishop John Crenshaw on our wonderful time of prayer. God bless you tonight. Hey, we're not going to keep you long. Just wanted to share with you. I think I've been sharing with you Growing in Prayer, reading a book on growing in prayer real quickly to give you some more excitement in the word here. This is 1 Samuel, ladies and gentlemen. 1 Samuel 12 and 23 says, "As for me, I will certainly not sin against the Lord by ending my prayer for you, and I will continue to teach you what is good and right." That's 1 Samuel 12 and 23. And lastly, ladies and gentlemen, in the name of the Lord, Psalms 51 and 12 says, "Restore to me again the joy of your salvation." Amen. May the joy of the Lord, ladies and gentlemen, continue to be your strength in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. God bless you. Amen. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's been prayer time with Bishop. And we want to leave you with this real quickly. Always out love, out forgive, and out serve each other, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to have a powerful rest of the evening, powerful rest of the week as well. And know that Jesus is Lord, ladies and gentlemen. Take care. Have a great evening, everybody. God bless you. Thank you so much, Bishop and Doc. Bless you.